with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's new information about the suspect in the attack on a Michigan synagogue.
Officials say Ayman Mohammed Ghazali lost four family members in an Israeli airstrike in Lebanon last week. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer spoke of the need to tone down the rhetoric.
People like the person that attacked this community yesterday get fomented by rhetoric that they see online and that they see on television and they hear on the radio.
Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin credited responders.
If they had not all done their jobs almost perfectly, we would be talking about an immense tragedy here today with children gone.
Ghazali was a U.S. citizen. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's been an Israeli airstrike near a large gathering in Tehran.
We saw dramatic footage today out of Iran's capital as an airstrike hit near where thousands were commemorating an annual celebration marking Quds or Jerusalem Day in Tehran. Now, this airstrike came after the Israelis only a short time earlier had warned that they were going to target an area near Tehran University. That's where this Quds Day celebration was taking place.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting. Meanwhile, the American military has ordered 2,500 Marines and an amphibious assault ship to the Middle East. That's according to a U.S. official who spoke Friday to the Associated Press. The deployment is a major addition of forces in the Middle East region after nearly 2 weeks of war with Iran. Another rough day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 119 points, the Nasdaq dropping 206, with the S&P 500 down by 40 points. This is SRN News. Britons are worried about the decline of Christianity.
A new poll from Whitestone Insight finds 52% of British people say they believe the country's ongoing slide away from the faith of its fathers will negatively impact future generations. Only 19% of respondents say they think the decline would be good for the country. The survey also reveals nearly 60% of Britons think that Christianity has something to offer the country, either as moral guidance or in practical day-to-day influence. Michael Harrington reporting.
For more than a century, Utah has kept gambling almost entirely out of the state. But now the state is fighting a new, more challenging battle to keep the practice outside its borders. It's on the verge of enacting a law intended to undercut so-called prediction markets like Kalshi and Poly Market, which allow anyone with a smartphone to wager on anything, whether it will rain in Los Angeles to whether the United States will go to war. This is SRN News. The markets keep moving lower.
Crude oil prices pushed back above $100 a barrel Friday. That puts upward pressure on inflation throughout the global economy. The price of oil is up about 40% so far this month. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 119 points. That's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. A measure of inflation that's closely monitored by the Federal Reserve moved higher in January. That was even before the war with Iran sent energy prices higher. The yield on the 10-year treasury rose to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A federal judge on Friday quashed Justice Department subpoenas issued to the Federal Reserve in January, a severe blow to an investigation that has already attracted strong criticism on Capitol Hill. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.